Sorry about that. Good morning all. I'd just like to, before we start, introduce the committee. Or shall we go through the agenda first? I think it isn't. Yes, we'll do that. Yes, okay. Do we have any apologies for absence?
There are none, Chair.
Any declarations of interest? Item three, to appoint a chairman. Do we have a
I'd like to propose Simon Gaskin, please.
And I'll second that.
Thank you. So I've been proposed and seconded. All those in favour? Any against? Chairman's been carried, as myself. Any urgent business to be brought forward?
No, there's none, Chair.
Item five, the application to vary a premises licence at the Shrewsbury Arms, Uttoxeter Road, Kingston, Uttoxeter. I will now, at this point, like to introduce the committee members to you. So we'll start with Alison.
Good morning, Councillor Alison Legg.
Morning, Councillor Bev Ashcroft.
Councillor Simon Gaskin, Chairman of this subcommittee of the Licensing Committee.
I'm Angela Wakefield, Council Solicitor.
Monica Henchcliffe, the Committee Clerk.
Tracy Ponchard, part of the team for the Shrewsbury Arms, part of the company that rent the pub.
Emma Smith, licensee at the Shrewsbury Arms.
Helen Farmer McKenna, licensing officer for East Staffordshire Borough Council.
Carl Woolley, one of the residents of Kingston.
And Pamela Woolley, also of Kingston, next door to the Shrew we are actually.
Thank you all. Now I'd like to ask all parties if you you've received a copy of the procedure agenda and notice of the hearing. Yes. Now this hearing is to consider an application to vary a premises licence in respect of the premises known as the Shrewsbury Arms. I now ask the licensing officer to give a brief outline of the application.
Thank you, Chair. On the 23rd of October 2019, the licensing office received an online application for Miss Emma Smith in respect to the Shrewsbury Arms at Uttoxeter Road, Kingston, Uttoxeter, ST148QH. A copy of the variation application is attached at Appendix 05A. With a copy of the site plan at Appendix 05B. The application is to extend the supply of alcohol, both on and off sales, between 1000 hours to 0030 hours on a Monday to Sunday. In addition, the variation includes live music and recorded music, both inside and outside, on Monday to Sunday, 10 a.m. until 0030 hours. And the proposed hours the premises are open to the public are Monday to Sunday from 10 a.m. until 1 a.m. Appendix 05C details the current licensable activities authorised to be carried out at the premises. Should the application be granted, conditions have been agreed between the applicant and Staffordshire Police, which are attached to Appendix 05D. The Planning Department have made comments regarding this application, which are attached to Appendix 05E. And further comments have been received from Staffordshire Fire, which are attached to Appendix 05F. The application has received a relevant representation from another person, namely Pam Woolley, and this objection is attached to the report at Appendix 05G. All parties have been invited to attend the hearing today, and the Licensing Subcommittee are requested to determine the application accordingly. Thank you, Chair.
So no questions for the officer. I would now like to invite the objector to explain their objections, please.
Right, the reason for my objection basically is I think it would be a nuisance because we live next door, and if you have a look at the plan, and I think I sent a photo as well, you can see how close we are. We could practically touch it. And this parking in front of the Shrewsbury Arms, as well as a car park at the rear. And there's tables at the front of the Shrewsbury Arms, which are traditionally used. I mean, the front door is there, so they traditionally come out and smoke out there. And obviously in the summer, they sit on the benches that are provided out there, which are basically, I think, to have that in the summer, I don't think it'd be too much of a nuisance in the winter, but to have that in the summer is going to be ridiculous. We're not going to be able to sleep. Also, there's a because parking there is so limited, a pocket all over the place at the moment, but I don't know whether that's a reasonable objection, I'm not sure, but they are parking all over the place. And to be honest, the village mainly consists of elderly people. I'm 64, my husband's 68, but a lot of people are a lot older than that. And I can't see that they'll be the people that will be using it. People are going to be coming in from outside to use it, sort of a benefit. We've just been given a letter. They've actually brought some more evidence this morning. It does say that you're supposed to put them in 5 days before, but they have shown it me, and I have said...
Sorry to interrupt. The applicant has shared the letter with you, you mean?
Yes, and I have said I will allow that. But it's from the chairman of the Kingston Community Society, which was set up to buy the pub because they didn't want the area being developed into houses. So they set up the community society to buy the pub.
Just read these.
Yes, just read it, yes, sure.
Okay, thank you.
Right, so like I said, the King's Community Society was set up to stop them building houses on the plot. So they decided to sell shares so they could buy the pub and then run it as a benefit to the community. Unfortunately, I haven't got the brochure that they sent out to people at the time, but it was supposed to be a benefit for Kingston itself. That's why it's called Kingston Community Society.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to have a shop and a post office, and it's got none of that. But I think now, you know, that's a separate issue. But I don't think opening till 1 o'clock in the morning is going to be a benefit at all. I don't know if there's anything else. Apart from, I did notice in the paperwork that it is a condition that the pub has CCTV. I'm assuming that the CCTV is there to record if there's any trouble. Well, you know, we're very close, and it does worry me. I know there are other people in the village that were concerned about this, and some said, oh, yeah, we're going to send a protest in, but they never did. But can I ask, are you supposed to be informed by the licensee if they want to change their hours if you live in next door?
Chair, would you like the officer to explain
yes,
the situation?
Yes, if you could explain that for us. Thank you.
Yeah, under the Licensing Act, what actually happens is when the applicant puts in an application, they get what's called a blue notice, and a blue notice goes up at the property for members of the public or anybody to see, and then they also have to put a notice in the newspaper as well so that anybody can see that as well, and I can confirm that that was all done.
Right, so that's all.
Yeah, that's all. It's not like a planning application where we have to let everybody know. Yeah.
Unfortunately, The Echo is the only existing local paper, and really that's for Cheadle area, so I didn't buy it, and I only found out because somebody else told me that they'd seen the planning application.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people in the village didn't see it.
Okay. Is that, have you finished?
I think so.
Okay. Does the subcommittee members have any questions for the applicant, for the objector?
No.
Right, I now invite the applicant to address the objections raised.
Hello. Right, yes, we put in a blanket hours variation as advised by the licensing officer. What we intend to do or would like to do is that we run a restaurant from the Shrewsbury Arms that's quite successful, and for the customers to have a more pleasurable experience, finishing at 11 o'clock is a little bit too early when we have customers that be in a brandy and just go a bit later. We don't intend to open till 1 o'clock Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, probably not even Friday and Saturday, but it would be it'd be nice if we could, am I explaining this very well, be able to have that facility, let's put it that way. So if people on a Friday night would like to stay a bit longer for a drink, that's fine. That's what we're sort of aiming for, not having it open sort of 7 days a week till 1 o'clock in the morning. I don't think we'd be able to staff it either, to be fair. So yeah, it's a blanket cover variation. We also wanted it to be able to, we were advised for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, we'd like to maybe have something, do something on Christmas Eve, and then we're planning on serving food on Christmas Day as well. I don't think with us opening and extending our hours, it would bring any new customers to the pub. It would just give them a better experience in the pub, if you like. Parking, we have, I think, approximately 26 spaces behind towards the side and in front of the pub as well. And there is some street parking, which is outside our area, if you like, but local residents do use that parking as well, I've noticed. Quite a few local members of the village in the pub, so smoking, yes. We encourage the smokers to actually smoke towards the side rear entrance of the pub, where there's a bit more of a shelter, so they're not smoking outside the front of the pub at the moment. And like as mentioned, the residents clubbed together, managed to buy the pub, and we've taken it on. As for the shop and the post office, we sort of have spoken to the committee about it, and we were given up till Christmas, or maybe after Christmas, that we would start putting things in place, which we have plans to do, to be fair, of a post office and selling small items in the pub as well. So that is to be addressed, but we were allowed a little bit of time to settle in, if you like. We as a team specialise in producing locally used ingredients. Everything's home cooked, freshly made on the premises, and it's we take sort of great pride in what we do. Do you want to add anything?
For our standard tables, we allow 2 hours on a table. So when our guests come in at 6 o'clock, they have the table till 8 o'clock. Like if they come in at 6:30, they get till 8:30. If they come in at 7, they have it till 9. And it's the 9 o'clock diners that I think are particularly suffering from this, because, I mean, we had Christmas party in a few nights ago where it would have been nice if they could have had just one more round of drinks after 11 o'clock to kind of finish off the night, but they weren't allowed to do that because obviously we're not licensed to do so. So it's, there's no, from our point of view, I don't think we're going to get a new customer base from opening later. I think it's mainly to serve the existing customers. So I don't think we're going to get anybody go, oh, you're serving for another hour now, we're going to
come and pop in sort of thing for a drink, because I don't think that market exists necessarily. So it's literally just so we can better serve our existing clientele. So we're not expecting more traffic because of that or more noise from that. And that's it, really.
Do the subcommittee have any questions for the Alison? Councillor Legg, sorry.
Thank you. Could I ask, please, what did you do before you became licensees, please?
So prior to running the Shrewsbury Arms at Kingston, we ran the Red Line at Newborough for 5.5 years. So we've done that as a team, really, running it there quite successfully, like, in my opinion, biasly, obviously, I would say successfully. And prior to that, I've always kind of done pub work, so been in the industry for
Thank
quite
you.
A long time.
Councillor Legg.
Can you tell me, how many local people do you employ, please?
Yes, I think we have just under 20 people on the books at the moment. And that will be varying, obviously, students. We have quite a few mothers.
That's not really a licensing question, so
sorry.
You need to answer that.
Okay.
Anything else, Councillor Legg? Yes.
As it is a community-owned establishment, how often do the community meet, please?
I suppose...
It's really not relevant.
Sorry, don't answer it, thank you.
Councillor Ashcroft.
Yeah, I just want to get this right. So when you're working in your restaurant, you're doing basically two sittings of an evening, and your problem is your quick turnover in between one sitting to the next. So hence you want to push it on just for that 20 minutes to half an hour. Yeah. A, give you time to get that table cleared, get somebody else in, and enable them to have that last drink. Is that... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, spot on.
Okay.
Yeah, it says you want to... You'd like a license for live music. Have you got room for a band, let's say, within your premises, as well as all your tables for meals, etc.?
So, with regards to live music, we weren't planning on doing anything regular, so I don't want to have any sort of regular slots or open mic nights. I had envisioned, and it's gone terribly wrong because the golf club do something on the same day, I wanted to do like a Christmas event on the Sunday before Christmas and have like a brass band and do carols. So it was for that initially, and then like on an ad hoc basis, if say somebody wanted a party and they wanted to rent out the restaurant and maybe have music included with it, or I don't know, if we wanted to get maybe something in the summer for do like a, if we did some kind of festival, beer festival type thing, we could get a band on a summer's afternoon sort of thing. It was, so it's more on a ad hoc, not a regular type.
So
thing.
Not a live band till 12:30 at night?
No.
Do you live on the premises?
So I myself do not live on the premises. I stay there quite regularly because we're working a lot of hours at the minute because it's obviously very new business. My colleague and business partner, Kay, lives on the premises.
Thank you. That's all the questions I have. Any other questions?
Can I ask a question?
We'll come back and you'll have an opportunity to speak in a few moments.
Although it's true to say, you do have a wide objection. You do have a wide discretion to allow.
I apologise for that.
That's okay. I would now like to invite the applicant to make any final statement. In a minute. No, you can. You'll be invited next.
That may be logical if it is something that you're minded to allow, because then the applicant will be able any additional.
Yes, okay. Then. So I will invite the objector to make any final statement.
Ask a question.
Ask a question. Sorry.
Thank you. Right, is it not possible to just apply for special licences at the times you want to open it? I mean, you've only mentioned Christmas.
So, obviously, we, well, as Helen will be able to tell all of us, that we can apply for TENS licences. So, and if for live music we could do that, it wouldn't be a problem. But it's more, we couldn't do that. We couldn't apply. It was not realistic to apply for a licence every Friday and Saturday, so you can best serve your customers.
Yeah, but earlier you said it, you really just done it for Christmas, and you may have it the occasional Friday or Saturday.
No, that was for the live music. So the restaurants,
no,
obviously...
That was for the late evenings as well. You did say that.
I think it was the fact that if the diners wanted to stay a little later and have a drink afterwards, that wasn't just for Christmas or special occasions. I'm guessing that was on occasion... on a regular basis.
Yeah, and they did state that that would be probably only half an hour, so why does it have to go on clock?
Oh, that's the application, yeah.
Also, can you tell me, out of the 20 people you employ, how many people are actually local and not just employees that live on the premises?
That's not a relative licensing objection.
But they did state that as part of their... evidence to keep it open, that they were employing locals. So I just wanted to say how many locals were employed.
We have got a number of people that actually live physically in Kingston and do walk to work, so obviously not all the staff do. That would be unrealistic, just like not all of our customers live in Kingston, but we do have quite a number that can walk to work and do.
Yeah, I understand that, but you can't give me a number.
Not off the top of my head, no.
Okay.
Well, you mentioned 20.
Sorry, and you can't.
I know.
Right, thank you. So, I've invited the objector to make any final statement.
There was one other thing, sorry. They say that people are smoking out in the shelter at the moment. Well, it's been atrocious weather since they took on the pub, which was September.
Mm-hmm.
What will happen in the summer?
I mean, there's no guarantee we're going to have any better weather in the summer, but hopefully we will. Listen, I don't want you to be affected by people making a noise outside. So just like when people are expected to behave inside, they're expected to behave outside as well. So there's not going to be people outside until 1 o'clock in the morning smoking.
But you can't really guarantee that. They're wandering and out when they want to smoke, aren't they? And then they'll be sitting outside.
Right, thank you. We've put that question, which has been answered.
Okay.
I will now invite the applicant to make a final statement.
So I think we've had, we've been open since September, about the 20th, was it?
Yeah.
So September the 20th, so we've only been open a short while, but I think we've been really well received by the community in general and the much wider community as well. And I think we've had a very good track record in terms of we've had no trouble there. It's a great atmosphere in the pub. It's used by, like I say, village people and people from further on. It's a good mix. And we just want to see that go, like, push that further, really, and just carry it on and keep it running as a nice, successful community village pub.
I'll now invite the objector. If you've got any final statement.
Okay, so if the Shrewsbury Arms is given a licence until 1 a.m. every night, our life next door will become intolerable because we sleep right next to where people stand outside, and if they're drinking and smoking after 11 o'clock, it'll be awful, and it will affect other people. And there's not enough parking. And obviously, you know, music till late will affect us as well.
Thank you. Now, I must now ask both parties whether you felt that you've had the opportunity to say all you wanted to say. I'll now request that you withdraw while we make our decision. Temperatures, it's very, very cold, and I hope you've been warm enough out there. It gets warmer as the week goes on, it appears. Right, we've come to our decision. So Thank you all for attending today. We have been asked to determine an application for an increase in the licensing hours currently in operation at the premises. We have heard all of the papers in advance of the hearing this morning, and in addition, we have been assisted by the oral submission of Mrs. Woolley, Mrs. Punchard and Ms. Smith. We have been told that the intention of the Shrewsbury Arms to be a food-led business, and then the additional hours of operation will enable anyone dining at 9 p.m. to be able to have a drink following their meal. The applicant has also sought to add to the licence the ability to play live music until 12:30 a.m. each day. Mrs. Woolley has described very clearly the impact she fears the increased business hours will have upon her and her husband, and we take those concerns seriously. Ms. Smith has explained the way in which the pub will be run, and she has told us that she was the licensee of another premises for the past 5.5 years. She and Ms. Punchard have told us that they have been running the pub for a fairly short period of time, since the 20th of September. But in that time, they experienced no problem in the association of running the pub. Taking everything into account, we have concluded that there will be a potential for harm to the prevention of public nuisance licensing objective arising from the playing of live music until 12:30 a.m. And for that reason, we have determined that live music must cease at 11 p.m. We have also the regard for the position of Mr. and Mrs. Woolley's bedroom at the front of the property, and we therefore determined that there must be no smoking at the front of the Shrewsbury Arms, and a condition to this effect must be added to the licence. In all other respects, we are granting the application as requested. In reaching our decision, we have placed weight on Ms. Smith's experience gained through her years of working in the licence trade, as well as the explanation of the business model of the Shrewsbury Arms. I would also emphasise that if the premises are not run as expected, and if they become a source of public nuisance, then Mr. and Mrs. Woolley, or anyone else affected, may call for review of the premises licence. I thank you all for attending, and I hope everything goes well.